Yes, exactly. All right, well, here we go. Hey, everybody. Thank you for tuning in today, and welcome to the Jaquelle Your Best Tea podcast. I am very grateful and thankful for your presence. Thank you for sharing this space with me. As always, we start off with some tea. But before I get started with the kind of tea we're drinking today, I want to introduce my guest, which is Robbie.
You had to think about my name. That's crazy. Hello.
I didn't know they had to think about your name. I just kind of like drew a blank. I didn't know your name. Okay. But anyways, thank you so much for being here with us, Robbie. Introduce yourself.
Hello. How y'all doing? I'm Rob Whitson. Most people call me Robbie. We know each other through bartending.
Yep.
Been friends a good bit now. So I'm happy to be on.
Yes. Thank you so much for being the first guest, actually. I'm really honored. We've grown closer. I don't know how long we've been knowing each other,
a little over a year.
So we've grown close to, like, we're really, really good friends. I love Robbie. He's a really good friend of mine. And I value him. So that is exactly why he is here. But let's get into this tea, as I was trying to, tell Robbie here about sour salt. Cause we've used that as, you know, don't they use it as?
Yeah. They use it in a cocktail.
Yeah. So anyways, at the end of the day, soursop is a fruit. It is a tropical fruit. And it also has a lot of health benefits. It has vitamin C and B and a lot of antioxidants. It also has an anti-cancer element to it. So this is how I was actually introduced to soursop, because, again, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2021. We'll talk about that in another episode. However, so I'm really familiar with soursop, and so that is the kind of tea that we're going to be drinking today. If you guys should just definitely, like, look into it. It's definitely, like, really, really healthy. But we're going to do some soursop. We're going to start this tea. And by the way, this is from Fruits and Roots. I'm not sure if they are in business anymore, but I used to buy my sea moss from them, but I'm not sure if they're in business anymore, but I'm sure you can find some. No, it's not local. All right, so I'm glad you like the tea.
Nah, I like it more than I thought I was gonna like it, honestly. Mm-hmm. It tastes good without the honey too, bro. It tastes more like soursop, less like honey.
Well, how does it, like, soursop taste by itself? Because I have never tasted it just, like,
you want to know what I used to tell the fucking customers?
What did you tell the customers?
I used to tell them it was, like, a mix between, like, apple and a pear.
Apple and a pear?
Yeah.
Well, I think that's about right. Because when you look at the...
It is about right.
The, like, the healthy benefits and all of the things, they actually said that, like, you can compare it to, like, pineapple or some other fruits.
Yeah. It kind of... It's around that. It's not as bitter as, say, like, as a pineapple.
Yeah. Well, honestly, like, so I miss bartending together, bro. Like, I don't know. It's just not the same, like, without it being me, you, and T. Like, these new people.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Whatever.
I mean, we had a good workflow. Like, we knew what we was doing before we got there, like, you know? Like.
Yeah.
I knew what was expected of me. Put it that way. So it was.
I mean, I think we all, like, had our.
But it's like, I know, like, if I needed, like, somebody to pick up my slack, like, you got me or whatever, or, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I miss it. I miss you and TV behind the bar. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, the new lead, I don't want to say her name, but the new lead, she's really sweet. She's really nice. Like, I had a conversation with her, like, the day after we worked, just to, like, let her know, like, I'm here to support you. Like, I think you're a good leader, and I want you to be, you know, successful in your position as a lead. I was like, I just wanted to let you know, like, the things that worked for us in the past, like, it flowed better. So hopefully we can get a fucking grip on that shit. But I don't know, like, I miss the nightlife, but then sometimes I'd be like, oh my God. But
I, like,
do you miss it at all?
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to congratulate you just, like, on your sobriety and, like, getting out of the nightlife and, like, getting your shit together.
I like being, well, I wasn't really someone who got drunk at work or, like, even, like, tipsy, really.
Nigga!
I would drink it. When I would like take shots and shit like that, it was really like if you came in like in a like a bad mood or whatever, or you needed like a pick me up and shit like that, like it was mostly like to like boost the spirits of like the team mostly.
Yeah.
Like, more than like for me.
Nigga, we was doing shots. Well, let me not incriminate myself. But no, like yeah. Towards the end of the shift, like we would have like a couple.
Oh no, towards the end, I'm good. Like, yeah, I'm getting drunk.
Yeah.
We working on the weekend, right? Like so
right.
When I know if we close by like a certain time or close at 2:30, whatever, I know everybody in nightlife. We know everybody. Like if I still want to have fun after this, everybody's right. Still awake, everybody's still having fun, I can go to an after party. Like I just right. Gotta work. I gotta burst the energy.
Right.
I'm drinking right now to not to catch up to everybody because everybody's fucking drunk. But like just to like be tipsy and enjoy myself.
Yeah,
like,
you know? And let it go.
Yeah.
But so how long has it been since you haven't been drinking?
The very last drink I had was the election night. So on election night, I had a solitary glass of wine and a blunt just to like calm my fucking nerves because I was really like, damn, like this really is the country. Like this is really, you know what I mean? Like
that's, unfortunately.
Yeah, I was like, oh, like all right. Like we lost like the culture war is conceded. So I needed to like just like swallow that pill type shit.
Yeah.
But prior to that, it was my birthday. It was August 27th, which is the last time. And I didn't really even drink. I got like pushed to do it because I was wanted to stay inside, but like
really?
I had like a couple like a drink or two. So it's been since that I stopped August, and then I had very like one for the election and zero since that. So.
Well, that's so good. I'm really proud of you. I really need to get on the same wave, like for real. Like I need to focus better on my health or whatever. But how easy or hard or whatever has it been to stay sober? Like have you had to separate yourself from people? Like
I kind of do that anyway, like cyclically. Like willpower means a lot to me, but also like doing what I want to do means a lot to me. Like just being my own person and making my own decisions, making my own mistakes and shit. However dumb that may be. But like when I start to feel like things are out of control or I need to like be different, like I feel like it's like stagnant or whatever, like the quickest method for me to get back in control of myself is to just trim everything. Like, you know, like I'm gonna start drinking, I'm gonna start smoking, I'm gonna try to get 8 hours of sleep, I'm gonna work out again. Like, and a lot of times like that doesn't align with the people that are currently in my life when I'm drinking, drugging,
exactly.
And a lot of shit, you know? So they're welcome to come on the journey with me. They just
don't. But if they're not doing that if they're not exactly aligned with what you're trying to do, then.
And keep it funky, like it's kind of like going to prison, bro, like or some shit. Like niggas, like no one reaches out to you, like no one, like especially if they know you're sober or you're not drinking or you're not hanging out, like they stop inviting you. Like, you know, I think, you know, it's like holding up a mirror to people and shit. Like they don't,
it's like,
oh, I shouldn't be drinking. So it sucks being around you because you remind me of the bad things
I'm doing.
What I should, you know?
Be doing. Yeah.
So like people kind of isolate themselves from you while you're also like kind of like isolating yourself from like negative things. So it's, I don't know about you, but I don't have very many friends that are like sober and like, they go like skiing and like fucking hiking and shit, like, you know? So it's kind of like you gotta like find a whole new friend group and shit. And not for nothing, a lot of them niggas is not like social people. Like, I think that's why they go find hobbies and shit like that. Like, they don't go out and like, they're not like that outgoing and shit. Like, maybe I just feel like other. Maybe I feel like imposter syndrome. Like, oh, like my people is like the fucking gangsters, strippers, hoes, whatever the fuck. And then I'm over here with like good fucking members of society and I feel weird and shit. Like maybe that's the case. Maybe I just don't know how to talk to niggas as in careers. Like I don't know.
I definitely can relate as far as like the friends and or whatever. Like, I don't know, my friend circle has changed a lot over like the past like 5-6 months.
Yeah.
There are so many people I don't talk to, like, and it's like, it's been kind of hard on me though. Like, I've been having to mourn people, like friendships and shit, and just like reflecting and all that. And I don't know if
I've been there.
And so I've been going through that in my therapy sessions, you know what I'm saying? Like, just trying to process it all and just like, ultimately, also just
I've lost like two best friends to sobriety, keep it real. And I won't even say lost, it's just more like they're on timeout. You feel me? Because like,
you pour some tea in here?
Yeah, I did.
Why did you do that?
Because it literally get low. I was just trying to be a gentleman and shit. But like, all right. But it's like they're just like they're not in capacity to like be in your life during your like during this new part of your journey type shit. When I call them and I have issues, like their solution to it is to go drink or like to go fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Like they don't even know how to be there for me. Like, so they just like kind of like avoid me. So like me dealing with that, like I had to tell them like, yo, like, I'm gonna love you from afar. Cause like, it's like, I'm trying to take it personally that you aren't there for me. Like, you can't return a text. Like, you can't return a text message, but you out here, then I'll check, like, I see your Instagram, you over here taking shots and shit with people. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that was more important.
So
like,
are you the type to confront people or you kind of like just let them fall off?
I can't sit there and ruminate on shit. Like, I'm in my head a lot. Like, in general, like, it's hard for me to be insincere or, like, to pretend like something's not bothering me. So, like, instead of letting something simmer to the point where I look fucking, I'm gonna look crazy anyway. But I might say something as it bothers me before it bubbles over because I lose my head.
Yeah.
Like, it's people don't take that well out over here specifically. Like, in New York, it's, like, kind of, like, expected that you speak.
I forgot your discomfort, to bring that up, that you're not from
it's,
here.
It's
you're
expected
from
that you speak your discomfort, and if you don't speak up, then it's your own fault for whatever you feel.
Right, you're right.
So that was the culture there. So like, I do that now because, I mean, on top of me doing that for open and clear communication, I do it for myself because growing up, there's too many nights where I went home and I was like, did that person play me? Like, did that person try me? Or did they do something funny, like shady, right? And it's like, why didn't I address it? Like, was I afraid? Like, what? Like, you know, like, yeah. Now I'm sitting in my head beating myself up. I can't go to sleep at night. So, yeah. So, I'd rather just, let's deal with it. Like, I'd rather that. It's easier. I'd rather lose a fight than beat myself up. You know what I mean?
No, for sure.
It's really how I feel about it.
Yeah, no, I've had to let some friends go or friendship just kind of like dwindled or I don't know. It's just, I've been like, I don't know, just kind of like being feeling alone a lot of the time lately, to be honest. And also, like, I'm in a relationship too, and that's had an effect on my friendships.
Even friend wise, everything. Like, I buckled down, I ducked my head down and focused on myself. And that's the only way I was going to get there.
Yeah.
And then after I got and achieved the thing that I wanted to do, that's when I fucked off again. You know what I mean?
Yeah, speaking of that, like, so what else you've been doing other things since, like, not working in nightlife and being sober. So you told me you're in nursing school now. How is that going? Or how did you even make that decision that, like, that's what you wanted to do? Honestly, I think that you would be a great, like, owner of a bar. I do.
I've heard that, too.
Yeah.
I've heard that, too.
Your own bar. Anyway,
you know what's crazy? Like, I'm a good leader, but I don't like having the responsibility of it. You know, like, cause I'm like a really type B as person. Like, if I had an assistant or like people to handle like clerical or like mundane tasks, whatever like that, like I think I'd excel at it. But I never really had the wherewithal to like plan ahead that far. Like, I think that would be like my number one like impediment to that. Is just like the amount of like planning and like future. Like, I'm gonna say I'm risk averse. Like, I remember I had like my retirement income from TriMet, right? When I was like, I'm depressed. Like, I can't work here no more.
At the bus?
TriMet.
You were driving the bus?
No, I was working on the maintenance side. So I was actually, a good way to think about
it. Was it good pay?
It was
and good benefits too, huh?
It's crazy. Like, at the time, it did not feel like I was paying child support.
Oh shit!
And then on top of that, like, I was putting a lot of money towards my retirement, 18%, right? So, and then on top of that, medical and shit, right? So, like, my checks, my checks was like, after like bills and like, or like, you know, rent and shit like that, it was like, I have enough to not feel like all I do is go to work and go home, you know?
Yeah.
So like, all my disposable income at that point went into like enjoying myself or trying to be social. So I was making good money, but like, what the fuck did I have to show for it?
Yeah.
And then like, I had realized like, oh shit, like I got like 30, like damn near $40,000 saved in that retirement account. And I borrowed half of it because I was like behind on like credit cards and shit like that. Cause I was really just like burning the candle before inception. So I'm like, all right, like, I forgot this even was an option. Like,
yeah,
oh shit.
Yeah.
And I asked my friend first, like, yo, like, this is an option. Should I do it? She was like, maybe don't. Like, maybe like you're kind of manic right now. I was like, all right. Like 3 days later, I did that shit.
Yeah,
very, very memorable core memory of what I did to that bread. Like, I had like some like coked up night one day. I lost like $3,000 in a fucking dice game.
Damn.
I was playing dice for like fucking 6 hours, nigga.
Were you here?
I was here. I was in a neighbor's apartment.
Oh shit.
The nigga had fucking like a white blanket of coke on the fucking table. He was like a big time coke dealer. Nigga, that nigga had like a Bentley and shit. He's like 20, like in his 20s.
Damn.
But he would have people over, like the nigga was, I think that nigga was just lonely. So he would have people over and just like pour coke out for niggas and shit. We just
was he black or white?
He was white.
White?
I ain't gonna tell him the name, but like, he's white.
Yeah, I don't need to know the name. I'll ask his name later, just joking.
I got you. But yeah, so I almost didn't let that nigga walk out of that walk out of the apartment.
You said you what? You
got I almost didn't let him walk out of the apartment. Like if I didn't feel like I should be beating myself up, I would have just took the money back from that nigga. Like, what the fuck are you doing? He wasn't nobody. But I'm like, yo, but that's why I'm like, yo, like, I shouldn't be putting myself in situations where I feel like I gotta rob somebody at $3,000. Like,
yeah, or get my money back.
Yeah, like,
in that type of way.
Yeah.
Damn.
Honestly, before I really, like, got sober again, like, I feel like I was in, like, a lot of situations where I was like, I'm gonna end up in jail, bro. I need to stop.
Really?
Yeah, son, yeah. Because, you know what it was? Like, I mean, I was just around a lot of people that would just push me. Mm-hmm. And, like, I didn't have. My future didn't feel bright to me. So I was just like, I don't really give up. Like, you know, like, this is like, how dare you? Like, and I'm willing to take it there. Cause like, what am I like? Why not?
Yeah.
Kind of shit. So.
Well, I'm so proud of you. Like I texted you the other day, like I'm really proud of your growth and being sober and actually going back to school. You know what I'm saying?
It's weird being so old.
So old in school?
Yeah.
I ain't gonna hold you. Like, I went back to school too recently for herbal medicine. And yeah, I did that one quarter of the foot.
Term, whatever.
Term. Yeah. And I just couldn't do it. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm not that type of learner. And it was all online. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. My
online?
It's in person, but it feels like an environment where we're like teaching ourselves and each other. And it's like mostly like online, like coursework type shit.
Really?
Like mostly like, we have a textbooks and stuff, but it's all, I'm pretty much on my laptop the whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how is it though? Like being back in school, like is it tough for you as far as like staying on top of doing the work and getting that shit done? Cause it was for me, honestly.
It was at the very beginning, mostly just like cause like I expected to be like, it's like an accelerated like situation, like program or whatever. So there isn't much sit there and learning. You know, like we're not like learning as a class really. Like it's like, this is the material, you need to know this by the end of this week.
Mm.
You know, so like we're not trying to learn material. We're more so just like trying to like memorize it, do the test and then move on. You know, like, there is interesting parts to it. Like, I do, like, I'm a science kind of person. Like, I enjoy, like, anatomy and shit like that. So, there's topics that I do find interesting, and I do sit there and read the chapters and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, like, we're just, like, trying to get it done.
So, you said you guys been drawing blood on each other?
Yeah.
So, how are you doing on that? Because I'm really good at it. I went to phlebotomy training.
Oh, yeah?
Just phlebotomy. I'm actually really good at drawing blood.
I've only done it like 3 times.
Yeah, and let me see your vein. Let me find a vein.
You can't see my shit, but you can see it.
I can feel it though. Yeah. I can't find one.
The shit is. It feels again. It feels weird because I'm so old. Like it's a bunch of like 18, 19, 20, really? 21 year old like girls and shit. Right? So like they're like, can I like feel your veins? And it's like, bitch, are you're being weird. Like, yo, like am I like the hot old guy? Like now,
hot
like
old
yeah,
guy.
Like. Cause other people my age, you know, like you could be my age and be youthful, and you could be my age and look like an auntie. You feel me?
Absolutely.
So like, there was this girl in my class, and like, so you know how like in the medical field they're always asking like your name and your birthday. So like they asked me my birthday, my date of birth. I'm like 89, and they're like 80s. Oh my god, hurt my soul, nigga. Anyway, so like, she's like, my mom's 35.
Oh, I'm like, no.
Bitch, what? Yeah. How?
Oh my fucking.
Yeah. Man. So I'm like, yo, let me see your mom's. Like,
let me see your mother.
Yeah, let me see your mom, shorty. Cause like, you know, she caked the fuck up, but she's like 18, so it's like kind of like the bitch still look like she still looks like a girl, like, you know,
like
what I mean?
A kid.
Yeah, she still looks like a girl. So I'm like, let me see your mom, da da da, nigga. It's funny because like we're the same age, right?
The mama?
But yeah, me and her mom the same age, but like we're not though, like, you know what I mean?
Oh,
like, like.
So what her mama look like?
She look washed. She look like a mom. She looks like she has an 18-year-old daughter, nigga.
Do I look like a mom? Do I look
like
a
mom? Nah.
I'm about to say, nigga.
You know you don't, bro. You know you don't.
Facts. That's crazy, though.
Yeah.
We are the old motherfuckers of the bunch.
Nah.
I don't even feel right going out no more. Like, god damn, these little-ass kids. Fuck.
Yeah.
I need somewhere.
I be on Snapchat, like the event flyers and all that, and I look at the people in the park. I be like, these are kids having mad. They having mad fun. They're just happy to be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, my god, we're outside the house. 2 o'clock in the morning. We're inside somewhere? What?
Oh my God. They gave
us this. I didn't steal it.
Mad, like when we were their age, though. Like
no, of course, it was insane. Like the fantasy of going out and like a group of or like a beautiful woman finding you attractive. You get her like everything. You have a great time. She takes you home. You take her home. Whatever. Like that whole the how can I say like the. The best thing that could happen to you in a night out, that has happened to me so many fucking times now. Like, you know, like, I don't, that shit ain't, what the fuck am I going to get out of going out? Like, unless it's like an actual celebration or something.
Like
an
actual event.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Like, I like doing that nowadays.
Like, I don't get nothing out of that shit. Yeah, no. Oh, first of all, I don't work the nightlife too. Like, you want out paying for these drinks?
No.
Like, nah.
The drinks are so expensive.
Oh, wait, bro.
But so you enjoy though your school, like
yeah.
You think they're doing a good job?
No,
because some schools
I don't
really.
No, I know they're not. But I'm not there. I'm not there for that. Like the goal with this right here is to get inside the medical field as soon as possible. I don't idle well. While I'm doing this, PCC for the prereqs, so I can get to there. Their BSN program. So I'm right now to be a medical assistant, and it's much easier to get into the nursing program having already been inside the medical field. So it's me just getting a jump on things instead of this process taking
longer.
3 to 4 years. Yeah. It'll take two and a half.
So when you get a hospital, or when you start working like in the hospital, are you gonna be one of those people who is like, still going to school for like something else, you know? Mm-hmm. Doctors will be like practicing,
yeah,
pediatrics,
I will be.
But then they'll be also like in school taking like studying mm-hmm. something else.
So I'll be a medical assistant while going to school to be a nurse.
Yay, I'm so proud of you, Robbie. Oh my god, no, seriously, because you've come a long way. Like,
and you asked like what made me think about like my so like I grew up with my grandmother, right? Mm-hmm. my grandmother broke like a small Brooklyn apartment, like my mom and like most of her brothers and sisters, right? Like one sister and like one brother moved out the crib and they got married and like they was living with their spouses, whatever like that. But for the most part, like I grew up with my aunts and uncles and shit, right? Like, you know, common black mm-hmm. stereotype. Mm-hmm. So like my mom, when she had me, like she got a job with corrections. So she was making good money. She moved from Chauncey Street, Brooklyn to the burbs and shit, like to Long Island. But I was still with all my aunts and uncles. Like they, you know, my mom didn't kick them the fuck out. Like she bought my grandmother, and my aunts and uncles was there. So like I watched them all like get jobs and eventually move out. And my uncle, one of the last ones to move out, like he became a nurse. And him and his wife were both nurses. And I watched this nigga go from poverty to owning two homes. You know what I'm saying? Beautiful. So I'm like, and he's not the only one. Like he was the only one of that generation. But my generation, we have like a lot of LPNs now. And again, watch niggas go from living at home, fucking broke, struggling mm-hmm. all the time. They're buckling down, doing a year and a half LPN program, and now my fucking cousin, she in Texas, on a home.
Blessing.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I just watched them change their life dramatically with the medical field, just by putting in that work and, like, you know, just taking that chance, putting in the money to, you know, go to school. So I'm just like, yeah. I've been over here waiting for, like, life to happen to me. Like, I know that I'm, like, smart, big personality, handsome, whatever the case may be, like, but I'm 35 and no magical thing happened to where like I have like some like magical fucking like freedom of movement and income, right? Like, you know what I mean? Like ain't nothing, like ain't nobody walk up to me with some magical fucking opportunity. I ain't walking to like I've been in mad different rooms, mad different motherfuckers, like of all different walks of life, ain't nothing ever like just swing or just ain't nothing just work out. Like, you know what I mean? So I think that's like some real foolish way to like, I mean, I've gone about my life like that, but like, I feel like it's, you know, like.
Oh, you can, like, that's like.
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't know when I was 18, like that.
Yeah. No.
You know,
about 35, I don't know. Like, that's what I don't like about, like religion too. Like pray. It's like, yeah, you can pray, but motherfucker, you have to mm-hmm. do some fucking work. Like you can't just sit here and like you say, like wait for life to happen to you or for you or whatever.
Work definitely bro. Fucking happened to you, because over those years a lot of things have happened to me. none that has made me a financially successful person.
Oh my
it made
God.
Me tougher.
So some shit has happened to you, but
yeah,
man.
But I'll tell you what though, I felt like those things that did happen to me, I felt like I had to go through them, and I feel like low key wanted to go through them, like. And I was just talking to my dad about this shit too, like, cause he was like, "Yo, like, Liam," like he kind of like said like he's soft, but like, and like it was like a compliment though, like. Mm-hmm. And I always worried about that with him, like I was always wanting. Like he went to prison. Like this nigga used to rob drug dealers and shit. Like
really?
His friends have like a certain level of respect for him. Like I've heard mad stories. Like the '80s, like you know, the '80s in New York was fucking. Mm-hmm. They make movies about the shit. Like
yeah,
right. You know. So that was the cloth that I was cut from and wanted to like show. Like I wanted recognition for that. Like you know, mm-hmm. I never wanted to be. Scary, like you know, like I have this rich history of like proud, not to say thugs, bro, but like niggas did what they had to do. It's like a rough. They came from a rough environment, and so like especially moving to Long Island and shit like that. Like I'm like, and I was the only child. Like being out and about, like I want to be able to hold my head high. Like yeah. Mind you, I'm a nerdy nigga. Like I was like a reader and shit. Like I was like heavy into science. I skateboarded and shit like that. But like I got the people that tried me, I fought back and eventually like became like their friend. Like I went to like I just
I remember you said that.
Yeah, like
people
straight
that
up
you
though.
Fight, like usually like turn out to be your friend.
Yeah, bro. I done fought most of my close friends growing up and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But like I feel like I earned those stripes and shit like that. I remember when I was 19 years old, my pops said something to me, like, I have a half brother who wasn't as fortunate. Like, my mom is like good two shoes, like, got a good job, shit like that. Like, his mom used to like help my pops like sell drugs and shit like that. Oh, like, shit. Fucking, like, you know, like, she was, I remember going to his crib, like, 13 years old, like, we stayed up to like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. Like, she's still up. Like, she was doing like blowing shit like that. Like,
damn.
You know, like, it was, had a completely different like life than me, bro. Yeah. Like, I remember.
So how is he now?
Nigga's still a hood baby, bro. Like, damn. Still, like, you know what I mean? Like, he can't get right.
And, he's in New York?
Yeah. He, you know, drug problem, da da da. Like, still just trying to like sell drugs and like get old. Like, these niggas just don't have a fucking driver's license. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Like, I love the nigga to death, but like, the nigga love the streets. But like they used to bond over that shit, like him and my brother, like my pops, my brother, you know, like, so I used to feel left out, like, oh, I'm not gangster enough to like have this conversation, or I'm not like tough enough, or I'm not street enough. Like, to me, like, I also didn't want to ask no motherfucking questions. Like, dad, if you have three friends that kill people, I don't want to really know. Like,
right,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
no,
I
for real.
So, but my brother would have those conversations and shit with him, like, and tell, like, I had tried to shoot, like, by 19 years old, I had been shot at and stabbed at all that, like, you know what I mean? My pops knew this, like, he knows this, but it still made me feel like I'm, like, the smart one, I'm the collegiate type, like, you know, like, it made me feel, like, less than in a way, like, where I'm not, like, you know, like,
yeah.
Like, I'm not recognized for that.
For that other side.
Yeah. So, like,
I think that's a good thing, though.
It is, but it left me feeling like I had something to prove, you know, because it's like, damn, like, I feel like you're discrediting all of fuck shit up, like, you know, like, niggas have kicked in my fucking door to my crib, bro, like, I had to fight, like, a whole family of niggas and shit. Like, mind you, I wasn't telling my moms about all the shit that was happening. But it's like, yo, look, you, if you been growing up, da-da-da, like, in a neighborhood, and these niggas got mad cousins and shit, like, they grow up in that area. Like, I moved to Long Island. So these niggas have roots there, right? Like, I get into one scuffle with one nigga, all his cousins is like, oh, you're not fighting him without my say so, you know what I mean? God. So I went through five niggas to get the one, like,
oh my God.
And mind you, I'm an emotional kid. Like, I'm over here crying, tears in my eyes, still fighting, like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, I see it.
Yeah, so like,
that's crazy.
So to have that like not counted towards me, like, it's like, yo, like,
yeah
I may be like, you know, have the potential to go places, but like, I could still walk into these rooms with gangsters and shit and get. They look at me like I'm one of them, even though they see I'm other, because at the end of the day, like, I've been through the same shit. Like, I, you know, like, so I needed that from my dad.
Did you have this conversation?
He just had it, and he put us in the same, pretty much in the same boat. And okay. I was like, yeah, bro, like, you know, this could have. I got lucky, like, I could be in jail, or, you know, I could have really hopped up. He said to me, he's proud of me. He's proud that I'm not a criminal. And he always made me feel like less than a man for being broke. And in my head, I'm like, my nigga, you didn't have a job till you were like 30. You used to rob people. Yeah. So I'm like, are you subliminally, if I know I'm saying that crazy, but I'm like, I know in my head, it feels like, you want, like, you achieved your shit by unlawful means. You did 3 years in prison. You didn't have a job till you're like 30. Like,
yeah.
If this is what it looks like to not do that. Like, it, like, you know what I mean? Like, this is what it looks like, bro. So yeah, like.
But how did that feel though? Like, being able to finally have that conversation. You feel like
it was pretty valid. You know what it is? I think because like him and my mom talk a lot, right? And my mom,
that's good that they still talk a lot.
They're like really tight. Like, my mom never stopped loving
that man.
My mom never stopped loving that man. And like, none of my dad's older. Like, I think he recognized that he fucked up. Leave him show you. Yeah. So he's always, like, now he's like, yeah, you getting mad with my girl? That I'm like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, but yeah, nah, he was like, he was basically like I was like, yeah, like I got lucky. He's like, yeah, you did. And I'm in my head, I'm like, you know what? Like my mom must be filling you in on like
shit.
On shit, right? Like, yeah. cause like I don't really tell my dad like when some shit goes down or whatever. Like unless like I'm in like a pinch and like I need advice, cause my mom's gonna tell me the ethical choice. My dad is gonna tell me the choice that keeps me safe or like out of jail or whatever, you know, like. So, if it's weird, cause like I'm an adult, but I live with my fucking mom. So like when shit does hit the fan, or like I go through like some shit, or I get into like a fight, or I get like a gun pulled out of me, whatever. Like she just hears by like osmosis sometimes. Like I'm on the phone, she fucking listening, or like, you know, sometimes like. She has to know because I told her I'm in jail or like, she's like, why are you bringing your gun? And it's like, because I got into a fight last week or like, because this happens here. That, and like, it's like, I think my mom has changed like her view of me a little bit.
Really? In what way?
Like in the way that like, my mom used to hear sirens outside or like the EMT or whatever and call me like, oh, like worried if I'm safe. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I think she never really recovered from me like getting like being in a shootout and shit like that. But like,
where was the shootout at? Here in New York?
It was in New York. I was 19 years old.
Oh my God.
It was like leaving a party and shit.
I was going to ask you, what do you think if you'd never moved from New York, your life would be different?
Part of the reason why I left New York because it was too hard to maintain like a level of like self-respect without risking like my freedom for the rest of my life.
Are you saying that because the cost of living and shit like that is like way more expensive out
I'm not even relating it to that. Keep it real. Like the year I left that summer, two houses got shot up. And somebody, and a friend of mine that I grew up with, he was a lot older than me, but like, he got shot in his elbow and shit.
Damn.
If you wasn't like, cripping and shit, like, if you wasn't like, on some bullshit, or just like, you know, like, you niggas wasn't outside. Like, the people, like, the citizens, like, they was like, yo, nah, for real though, but like, this. It's crazy because I had a conversation with my boy the other day about the shit. And I'm like, fam, like, the reason y'all was able to go out and play basketball at the court and hang and be cool in the neighborhood is because I fought battles for y'all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, y'all don't even realize it. Like, I was hanging out with them niggas. Like, y'all grew up with them, yeah, but all that shit stopped mattering after high school. Because it was like, niggas that didn't have good parents, they needed money. Like, I had to, if I didn't go to work, like, my parents weren't gonna, like, not pay the fucking mortgage. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I still was gonna eat and shit. Like, I still was gonna have, like, I still wasn't gonna be, like, still gonna have soap and toilet tissue right. And shit. You know? These niggas, like, nah, like, they had to do that shit. Mm. So, like, it was dog-eat-dog type shit, like, niggas is kicking in doors of people
that's crazy.
That they grew up with. Like at the end of the day, like that niggas was used to play in
that's crazy,
kindergarten yeah. together, and now motherfuckers run up
kicking
in their house.
Fucking door in, it's fucking robbing.
And you know what's the crazy part is? It'd be the little ass kids watching niggas' houses and shit, and they be telling the other like, yeah, bro,
that's how it is in New York.
Yeah, nigga, all them little kids riding on the bikes.
Is that like the projects? Like they call it the projects, or like what? Neighborhood type
that
of
happened. That happened in Long Island. Like it was Long no Island. Projects, but it's still a hood though.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But like, I left because I felt like I was going to do something. You know, like because at the end of the day, somebody do something to me, I'm doing something bad.
Yeah,
and like it's really just like I'm not gonna be able to live with myself otherwise. Like just me. Like I'm not gonna be able to see like. That's not the Rob I know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can't go hold my head high. I can't go politic with my family and shit, knowing that like someone did some foul shit to me or snaked me or just like punked me, looking me in my eyes and said, you ain't gonna do shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just, I'd rather die. Like, yeah. It's not me. So a part of the reason why I left too is just like, yo, like, I can't stomach this shit.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to have you here in Portland, Oregon.
That shit, yo, when I moved out here, it was like a thing, right? Like, cause that was like, what stories is something like niggas be laughing about in New York? Like, everybody got them, like, cause like, I don't know a grown man in New York that ain't been in like at least like five fights, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
So it was normal.
What, like, it seems like New York is just rough, you know.
Yeah, but it's rough in less parts now. Like, it used to be more widespread, now it's just like pockets of hood left. Like, gentrification is real.
Yeah. We were talking about, I said something about us being happy to have you here.
Oh, yeah. Like,
I'm curious to know, like, what your true thoughts of Portland, Oregon is. Like, do you really like living here? Seems like you fit in really, really well with the hipster type people. And you be riding your bike and shit, you know?
I don't think I fit in fucking anywhere, man.
You don't feel like you fit in anywhere?
Because, like, I do love that hipster shit, right? Like, living here has made me realize that, like, I'm way more of like a nigga than I thought I was.
May more what?
Like,
of a nigga?
Yeah, like, I'm very black culture. Like, you know,
well,
like,
well, I mean, I would fucking hope so. I hope you're pro black.
I'm mad pro black, but like,
you're not pro black.
No, I'm mad pro black.
I'm mad pro black.
But look, but in New York, like, I was the guy that, you know, like, I dated a white girl. I haven't dated many white women.
That's all you, when we first started working together, that's all you were talking to.
That's what I was fucking. That's not what I was dating.
Oh my God.
You've only known me to date black women, bro. You've known me to fuck a lot of different women.
But oh my God.
I've only had serious relationships with black women. But
that one crazy white bitch you was dealing with, I...
Oh, yeah. That was drugs. In New York, I didn't feel like I fed in too much because, like, capitalism wasn't everything to me. Like, money wasn't everything to me, right? Like, I kind of, like, abhorred it. And, like, people treat you based upon how much money you have in New York, like, or your appearance of wealth. You know what I'm saying? It's starting to get like that out here because, like, rent, like, money means a lot more because things are more expensive now. Like, it matters more. Like, but when I first moved out here, it didn't fucking matter. Yeah. I was, like... When I first moved to Portland, I was pulling, not to make everything about women and shit like that, but I was pulling women that I would not get the attention of in New York.
Really?
Because, like, in New York...
There's not a lot of us here, so, you know what I mean?
I'm not talking about just black women. You saying there's, like, many pretty women in Portland? Because that's a lot. That's
no, a lot. No. I'm just going to say black.
No, I'm not.
There's not a lot of black women.
I'm not
a lot of black people here, period. I'm saying it's probably more like,
but look, when I first moved out of here, I wasn't even chasing after black women because
that's crazy as hell.
Nigga, I
slapped the shit out of the show.
First of all, I left a black girl in New York, right?
You left a black girl in New York?
This is wild numbers, right? But look, by the time I was 25 when I moved here to Portland, right? And I remember my number vividly. I had only slept with 25 people before I moved out here, right? Don't that's fucking crazy. So look, I had only slept with 25 people, and of those 25, one was white.
Oh, that's pretty good.
I moved out here, cracked like 30 in the first like 3-4 months, nigga.
God damn.
And of those, only like two was black. But it's also because I have more respect for black women. I wouldn't be trying to fuck black women first night.
You did say that when we first met.
True.
I was like,
it's true.
Like, why are you talking to all these white bitches? Like, why don't you get your black?
So I'm just
queen?
Trying to get my dick wet.
And you, I respect that though. What your answer was, because you're not ready to settle down and you don't want to fuck over.
That sounds fucked up.
You said that.
I know it's true. I know myself.
Yeah, you said that.
It's because, like, You gonna get dogged anyway, but I don't got a dog, a black woman. I don't get. It's gonna be me.
Period. Thank you. A lot of other men should have that type of fucking mindset. But so as far as like dating and shit like that, like, are you single?
Yeah.
Single. Good for you, Robbie.
I'm like single and protecting it at the moment.
Single and protecting that.
Yeah.
Being single, but you're still dating though.
No.
Well, you clearly was just having a little or such and such somebody texting.
I did. When I say I'm not dating, I am.
You're just fucking.
Still need to hear this part.
Okay.
When I say I'm not dating, I am intentionally communicating to women that I am in no place to date. I do not have the resources to date. I don't have the attention, nor do I have the time. Like, nothing required of a relationship I have to offer and put it to it. Like, and I'm very upfront about that shit. And I'm also very clear about just wanting pleasure while I'm on this self journey. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I know that's always well and good until it's not. And it's typically well and good until it's not with someone who is younger than me or just like, or kind of like dramatic themselves. Like, typically speaking, if they're not like an older, mature woman, like, if they're willing to accept those terms, like, they're not. What I've noticed is women that are willing to accept those terms for themselves do it out of like a lack of self-worth sometimes, like, you know, like when they're younger anyway, like the younger women, they either think like, oh, like, you know what I'm saying, like, this is what he likes, I'm gonna give him what he likes, then he's gonna like me. Or some
shit.
You know,
I
like,
even think that
it's
way.
It's like shorty, like, yeah, we've been fucking for 6 months and you've been doing everything I wanted. And like, you've been very obedient.
Very obedient.
Nah, straight up. Like, you feel like because of that, you've like earned like my like affections or like me being more soft with you or me being more caring or like.
Is that not the, like, should that not be the case?
I mean, it isn't, like, because like I when I gave you the preface or like the
I see what you're
you know what
saying.
I mean, like,
like that's not like, gonna change where I am.
It's not because like at the end of the day, I've been coming to you for 6 months, I care about your well-being, like, you know what I mean, like I do care, but at the same time I am willing to fucking like I'm willing to go through the like the hurt or like the and mind you, this is like a self-worth thing. Like, this is like a, because like a lot of niggas is not willing to like not have pussy. You know what I mean? Like, we've been fucking for 6 months. I'm not gonna be like, maybe because you like me too much, because this has become like uncomfortable or untenable a little bit. Most niggas are just like keep going through the drama because like the pussy's good. Like, they're like, I'm gonna just keep it up. Me, I'm at the point where I'm like, actually, nah, I'm good. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bye. this was awesome, but like, no.
I mean, especially for a man, for sure. Like, for a man to even come to this type of self-awareness or just being okay with not having pussy like the way that you usually have it.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean,
like being self-disciplined and being more self-aware. Like, I'm really proud of you, Robbie, because a lot of men are not like that. A lot of people are not like that. So just to be
feeling good to get pussy when you fucked up too. Sometimes, like,
you said what?
Like, if you don't, like, you fucked up in your whole life situation and shit like that. Like, you know, like, it's like, When you're especially when you're sober, like, you're very like, you're very like alert, like you're aware. Like, I'm not finna like, I'm like the same way I'm not finna like date and be broke, I'm not even finna like fuck a bitch if like my room is dirty like now, like, you know, like it's like I could just say it's way easier to say no, like,
yeah,
like shorty, you're where, Vancouver? Like another time I might have even like grabbed my mom's keys, nigga, like, you know, like I'm about to go fucking in the LMP, nigga. I'm about to go late night pussy run to Vancouver. Like, now I don't know. Now, nigga. Nah, bro. I'll beat my dick, play some video games.
Oh my God. Well, good for you. Cheers to that. Cheers to just making better decisions, healthier decisions, and focusing on yourself. I'm really proud of you. I mean that from the bottom of my heart, for real, because I've seen you crash out. Like, I've seen you crash out, you know. Yeah. So just to see how far you've come, like, I'm really proud of you, bro.
I mean, I'm still a crash out king, though. Like, I got way more. Yo, you
know, I hate that fucking term, by the way. Fucking crash out. Like, yeah, everybody using that. Oh, crap, yeah. Crash out. Crash out. Crash out.
I'm just standing on my. I'm just standing on my self respect, man. Honestly, we feeling like that. But I just don't put myself in situations no more. Cause like I'm still react the same way, probably worse. Cause I'm more capable right now. Like, I'm in better shape. I feel more confident if I get into some shit. Keep it real. I'm in better shape. I'm mentally like clever. I just have a lot less patience for bullshit when you not drinking and drugging and shit. Like it's kind of like it's not a sedative, but like it's consoling. Like it like makes it easy to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Like let you hang out around some people that really not for you when you sober.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga, they're annoying, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because
yeah.
that used to be my thing. Like, I feel like I used to drink to get comfortable. Like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't really want to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a drink till I get comfortable.
Yeah, well, that's terrible. So I'm proud, and I'm glad that you were taking this your life just more serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like a lot of motherfuckers do not take. Not only their life, just life in general, seriously. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get people tell me sometimes, like, oh, you're too serious. It's like, no, nigga, my life is serious. Yeah. Like, I do take life serious. I'm a jokester and I like to have a good time. I like to drink and laugh and all that shit. But ultimately, when it fucking boils down to it, nigga, don't play with me. Like, don't play.
I had a falling out with a friend recently about something along those lines. Like,
really?
Because you know how, like, I'm like carefree, like in a way that like I like to be like goofy and shit, like, you know, mm-hmm. I'm not like taking myself too seriously most of the time,
mm-hmm.
but like in the same respect, I know that I'm very capable. Like I know that like I'm smart and I have a good head on my shoulders. So like if someone, I could not take myself seriously, but if somebody else is treating me like I'm nothing to be taken seriously, then shit changes a little bit.
Period. No, but I want to thank you again for being the first guest and just, you know, we have to reschedule a couple of times or whatever. So I'm glad that I finally worked out.
Never my fault.
You're right. Nigga, you're right. But at the end of the day, I'm glad shit worked out. You feel me? I'm glad that you're my first guest. You're like my brother, you know what I'm saying? So I'm glad that I actually got to have you on here and tell the world about yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like you learned a little bit about me too just now.
I did, because we've never talked about, I mean, a little bit, but not really, like not into like more detail and shit about like where you come from.
It's because I used to bring it up in casual conversation and shit,
mm-hmm.
and I could tell that it would make people feel uncomfortable.
Really?
Like however people looked at me, change, like they was like, oh, like, you know, oh, you're cool, like you're a hipster, like, oh, like you read, like, you know what I mean? And then I tell people that shit and they're like, oh, like, yeah, like, oh, you know, like
it's it must be white people, because that's some black people too. Shit. Really?
Yeah, black people too. Actually, my first girlfriend in Portland, second, actually, after my
she's
baby
black?
Mom. Yeah, she's black. She was from outside of Philly. But like clearly, like she grew up with like white people, shit like that, right? Like
I still can't.
But she was so worried about like the face she was putting on for white people type shit. You know, like we go out and I'm saying like I'm just carrying on or whatever. She wanted me to like You know what I mean? Like, type shit. So I'm like,
bitch.
I'm like, we already in this white ass city. I'm happy to be around another black person. You mean that I still can't be myself?
Yeah,
like,
still can't,
I'm not, nah, fuck that. But yeah, like, so I think, like, I didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable, bro. Mm-hmm. Cause especially because I had a lot of white friends and shit, like, you know, like,
well,
shit get awkward, bro.
Well, hopefully you can come back on and share some more of your fucking stories.
And then not for nothing, black men too, like, when the niggas, I don't think men like to feel small in front of another man. And, like, it's their own personal insecurity and shit like that. But when they feel like you're the tough guy, even if you don't, like, proclaim it or whatever, mm-hmm. like, they, now they want to, like, poke the bear type shit, like.
Well, we're going to start wrapping up. And, again, I just want to thank you for being the first guest on here and sharing, you know, part of your story with us. It was good to get to know you a little bit more and hear some of your stories about New York. I really want to go to New York, by the way. I've never been there, but I'm kind of scared. I ain't gonna lie.
It's not like what I'm describing. I'm old, bro. That was 20 years ago.
Yeah, but I do want to. There's this little game that I bought. It's really like an intimacy game you play with like your partner or whatever. But I think there's some things that we can maybe dive a little bit into.
Sure.
I can't even talk.
Oh, can I tell you this?
So what?
Thank you, because for being like a good host or whatever, and for doing a good job. Because I was extremely fucking nervous.
Were you?
Yeah, nigga.
People usually are, but the way that I like have everything structured and like how it plays out is more just like a conversation and like that. Hopefully, I make you comfortable enough to share. You know what I mean?
And people think I'm so confident and talkative, but I'm
you are
terrified. I'm just brave. I'm screaming in my head.
Oh my god! Okay, I want you to choose a category from out of these. So, past, there's random, life, relationship, intimacy, and about you. Which one would you want to choose from?
Intimacy.
Intimacy. Oh, is that orange one? All right, I'll let you put the card. We kind of stuck together. I didn't really use this. Use these. Big one. Okay, there you go.
What I'm gonna read this?
Okay. Let me read it.
What if you get a guest that is really bad at reading? They're like,
how many sexual partners have you had in your past and how have these experiences affected you? Why are you looking stuck like that?
Because I feel a little, I'm afraid.
We don't have to say the number. We could just, I mean,
it's over 300.
Let's read it out loud.
It's in the 300s.
Okay.
I think it's
pretty sure
it's in the 300s. How many sexual partners have you had in your past and how have these experiences affected you? I think your sexual history like profoundly affects like what you into or what you like, your sexual proclivities and shit like that. Like, I have like definitely been with like a physical type or a personality type that like intimately for the first time, and then afterwards like it's like they started to become like conspicuous to me out in the world, like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't really like big girls like that until like I fucked a couple big girls, and like now I'm like, I could see the pleasure in it. Like, I could see the attractiveness of it. Like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, shit like that. Like, I think a lot of what people look at as attractive is like shaped by like media and like,
sure.
You know, and like other people's like impressions. Like, you don't, you know, like, you know what's fucked up? I used to have this. I wasn't really into shorty, but we had like a very like transactional, like mutual beneficial, like sexual relationship. Talking about, the bitch used to call me like, I'm trying to come up. I'd be like, I'm sick. She'd be like, you want some ass about it? Like, it's hard to say no. Hard to say no, bitch. Like, I didn't like going out with her mostly because like she was like try to like claim me and shit. Like, bitch, you know, you know damn well. You know damn well. But like, other women would devalue me based upon her.
What?
Like, they would be like,
I ain't gonna lie,
yo, what are you doing with this, with her? You know what I mean? Like, or I've heard this. Oh, you fucked her? I wouldn't fuck you.
Really?
Because it feels, they feel like it means says something about them. Or that I can't get a woman of their caliber or whatever the case may be. And it's like, bitch, do not make me pull out my ex. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's like, yo, women would be like, oh, I'm a girl's girl, da da da. But like, yeah, you know, but you, if you tell me that she's a girl's girl, to me, you girl's girls for women that's not threatening to you.
Yeah,
like, you know what I'm saying? Because as soon as a bitch is capable of being in the eye of your man or the nigga that you want, you got bad negative shit to say to
that bitch. I actually just got into it with somebody about that, because I like tried to say hi to this bitch and she was like hella rude, and then she was like, oh, she like wanted to apologize and like start over and was like, oh, you got me misunderstood, I really am a girl's girl. I said, no the fuck you're not. That's not a girl's girl.
This question is crazy though.
But let me answer that.
Nigga, I done forgot about more pussy than a lot of niggas done got.
I'm not gonna say a number. I'm just gonna say like how it has shaped my experiences. And
you're not gonna say your number. I said my number.
I'm not gonna say my number.
Women be discounting dick for random ass reasons. Like, women would be like, well, it only lasted 5 minutes. Like, it don't count unless it's 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Hey.
I've actually forgotten about some people.
Me too,
nigga. Like, I was forgot that I fucked.
So that's when I started to feel like that, like maybe I'd be fucking too much. Like, or like,
I don't know. Like,
I've had a lot of. Nah, when I first got to Portland, bro, I wasn't even fucking with no coke or nothing like that. I was, nigga, you know what it is? I was fresh off of graduating community college. My gift of gab was crazy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nigga, my word game is stupid. I'm a writer, bro. Like, what? Like, Tinder. That's when Tinder was a thing. Like, Tinder was like first coming out. Nigga, I'm sure niggas was typing like WATS, like WhatsApp with the Z's and shit. I wasn't doing that. Bitches was getting paragraphs out of me.
Oh my god. You know what I'm saying?
Like, nah, that ass. Like, I think I had bitches charmed.
Oh my
god. Charmed, and then they meet me. They hear that, like, they hear the accent. Da da da! I'm tall. I'm fucking fit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I know bitches is like, oh, my mind and my body.
Shut the fuck up.
Look, most of the pussy I got in that first, remember how I said the first 3 months I got da 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 many bodies, nigga. Most of those was within 2 hours of meeting them. Majority, bro.
Nigga, please, you was not that fucking 2 hours.
When I had the locks, nigga.
So when you moved here, did you have the dress?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Nah, nigga said now I see it. Yeah, okay. Nigga, I got a standing ovation from my crib one time.
For your what?
Because I had this girl came over the crib, right? And we went out with my roommates and all that. We went and got a couple drinks, come back to my crib. Nigga, I performance in my motherfucking bitch is so bad. I don't even know how I gave her dick that good, nigga. Like, we from the bed, I'm still hitting it.
Oh my god.
In my tiny ass, room, nigga. I was paying $400 a month for it. Oh, miss those times. So,
oh my god.
Son, like, mind you, beat her shit down, da da da. We both climaxed together, like, one of those kind of situations, nigga.
Uh-oh.
Right? One of those. First time. Right after we came, okay, mom!
Wow.
I swear to God, nigga, we just start dying laughing, bro. Yeah. You know what's wild about that situation? I had stopped fucking with her because she gave me the ick one time. And yo, it's easy for a white bitch to give me the ick, bro. Swear to God.
Oh my god.
Because they always got mad cats and shit. Like, you go to the crib and it smell like, you know what I mean? Like, your cat done threw up or some shit. Like, say, oh damn,
that is fucking or like hilarious. It's
like, oh, you all natural deodorant ass bitch. Like, okay,
shut the fuck up.
Like, nah, it just be like, oh, your homemade kombucha. Like, all right, like,
oh, you know, my, like, god,
it just be little shit. Like, oh,
Yes, well, I don't even have to answer the question. You answered the question enough for the fucking both of us. Okay.
Oh, my preference?
At the end of the
day. On black or
red? No, no, no. The fucking like, I don't even need to. At the end of the day, I would never say a number or whatever, but just to like briefly talk about the card. My sexual experience, I don't know, like I just feel like growing up, like my mom and dad didn't really teach me shit about being sexual. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. So my first time
wasn't even
fucking special.
Black people feel really strongly about not sharing that with women.
My first time wasn't even fucking special. Like, I did lose my virginity to this guy that was fucking super hot, super fucking cute or whatever, and I had a crush on him for like the longest time. But like, it just wasn't special. He actually had a fucking girlfriend.
Was he in your age range?
Yeah, he was like just maybe like 4 years older than me. Maybe 3, 2, I don't know, but he was older than me. But anyways, like just, you know, after that,
so
like I was
you knew
like,
he
I
had a girlfriend?
I knew he had a girlfriend. I didn't care, but he was just so cute. He was my crush. But anyways, long story short, like after that, like, I don't know. I just never felt like it was that special. And like, I didn't start feeling like sex was special until I got like older. But so I was like,
just,
like
I thought it was a similar
like,
story
I was
with
like,
a lot of
I'm
women, bro.
Dick and I'm never going to call him again. Or I'm going to fuck this guy. Like, oh, fuck you. Like, I don't remember you, nigga. Like, it is what it is. But like, so
yeah, that's remind how. Me, that remind me of somebody.
Huh?
Or remind me of somebody.
Who?
Who do you think?
Okay, we're not going to talk about that. We're not going to talk about that.
Yo, hold up. Like question, sale. Though. Question, though. Do you feel like the way you felt about sex when you were younger was more so because, like, because I feel like younger women, not all the time, but like, oftentimes, especially with men their age, can feel like the sex is a lot more favorable for the man. Like they go into it thinking that they're not gonna have an orgasm. Like they're the other person, like the guy that like they're doing them a favor, or like they're like you like it's like it's a privilege to have access to me or to like to sleep with me. Da da da. I'm of the age where it's like actually role reversal. I'm probably gonna be the one guy of the last however many. That's gonna give you an orgasm, like you know what I mean? Like, this is gonna be beneficial for you. This behooves you, bitch. Like, I'm gonna be doing most of the work, and you're gonna get the most of the pleasure out of this, right? Like, I. So it's hard for me to accept that attitude from women, like you should feel lucky. Like, bitch, you should, like, bitch, you should feel lucky. The fuck?
Oh my god. No, I think it's like an age thing because when I was younger, I didn't think about like being pleasured. It wasn't like a.
That wasn't part of the equation.
Yeah, it wasn't. Like, I was always like, oh, he's going to come. He's going to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
So it took an old nigga to really like put it down on you. Like, oh, shit, this is possible.
When did I have my first orgasm? I don't even fucking remember.
So why didn't you? So why didn't you believe me when I told you about da da da?
I'm not gonna say her name. I want to talk about her.
Don't.
Oh my god! I love her and I love you too. So we're not gonna go there.
I know.
Anyways, again, thank you for coming on the show. So thank you guys also for tuning in this episode and having my beautiful guest Robbie the Robster.
Flattery will get you everywhere.
Oh my god. Again, thank you guys for tuning in to Japelle Your Bestie podcast. And until next time, peace out. Cheers.
I should really fuck with the tea though. This shit actually is good.
Yeah, it is good. Mm-hmm.